This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The high-end jewelry maker Tiffany & Company today is reporting how much money it made in its last quarter. Marketplace's Noel King looks at how Tiffany and other luxury brands are faring in this economy.
Right now, the Tiffany brand is huge in Asia. David Wu is a luxury goods analyst at Telsey Advisory Group.
Many Chinese consumers have adopted the Western tradition of the diamond engagement ring. The engagement business there is very strong.
But in the U.S., Tiffany is struggling with new competition.
There's a whole slew of new emerging fashion jewelry brands.
Like Michael Kors and Kate Spade. They're tiptoeing onto Tiffany's territory with pricey, but not too pricey, jewelry. Paul Swinand, an equity analyst at Morningstar, says Tiffany and other luxury brands have struggled in the U.S. amid
storms in New York, fiscal cliff, unemployment, just general macro worries.
But both analysts say luxury goods are selling better because as the stock market rebounds, we all feel safer shelling out for luxury. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.